Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, Carolina's learned the hard way that there is a fine line between winning and losing, especially for this version of North Carolina basketball. Your thoughts there, your thoughts on the lessons that the Hills could learn from Blacksburg.
Well, I think the key component, Tommy, is that Virginia Tech beat North Carolina at its own game. The Hokies won points in the paint. They won points in transition. And they won points off turnovers. And those are areas where North Carolina has dominated in years past. It's not uncommon to see teams get hot from three to beat UNC or to really slow down the pace and beat them that way. But rarely do you see a team do what Virginia Tech did and kind of forcing tempo and really just out-executing UNC at what they want to do. And that really speaks to the very slim margin of error that this Tar Heel team has. I think if you look at ACC play, UNC is shooting 42% in league games. Their opponents are shooting 44%. There are eight teams in the ACC that are allowing their opponents to shoot a higher percentage than they are. Only one of those teams has a winning record in ACC play. That's UNC at 5-3. So that really speaks to how North Carolina, they have to execute. And that's one of the reasons Roy Williams has really harped on energy and effort. Because if UNC does not play with maximum effort day in, day out, game in, game out, you're going to see some games like what happened up in Blacksburg. So UNC has to play with full energy. They have to bring it every night because there are going to be a lot of dogfights here the rest of the way in ACC play.
Carolina off until Saturday where they play NC State in the Smith Center on Friday. Greg and I will talk about that matchup.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.